Hello, and welcome back to our podcast, Xi Jinping's China. I'm here with my co-hosts, Ethan, Maria, Sean, and Noah. Last episode, we discussed a broad range of topics that all related back to the issue of censorship in present-day China. In this episode, we will talk about what we learned, what the topic meant to us, whether or not we covered what we wanted to, what was interesting, what we would do differently, what we liked about the project, and what we hope to leave you, the listener, with.
Over the last couple episodes of our podcast, we have gone into great detail with some of the political situations in China. For instance, in our last episode, we focused heavily on the censorship that is going on in China. The first instance that we came across was that of the NBA in China, in which China threatened to halt broadcasting some of the games as a result of comments condemning the way the government was handling the situation in Hong Kong. Additionally, we touched on the censorship of a South Park episode and the government's strong reaction of not only banning that episode, but the show in China, as well as the show creator's response. Both of these examples are in relation to the political culture and level of participation that is allowed by the Chinese government, which pulls in those key concepts of AP comparative government. To round out our broadcast, we also talked a little about the bounce-back economy and Jimmy Lai's arrest, more current events that also help to give an idea of the big picture. Now, here's Maria and Noah to tell us a little bit more about what these topics meant to us in the grand scheme of things.
I am really thankful that we were able to learn so much about China, economically, socially, and politically. It is so interesting to broaden our knowledge and perspective on how other people live and how different it is to how we do. We often take for granted everything we have, but sometimes we fail to realize just how fortunate we are to be able to post on social media anything we'd like, or watch any TV show, or even search anything up on Google. China is a country that is very special to me, because I learned a lot about diversity and culture when I was there. But looking at it through this comparative government lens has taught me a lot more that I didn't know about. I love reading different news articles and different news sources. And knowing that this is limited for the Chinese was super eye-opening into just how fortunate we are in America. Moreover, I think we did a good job as a group, blending several topics and speaking about many things, where it really enriched our minds and we were able to get a lot out of it.
Thanks, Maria. We were able to use multiple pieces of news that was both relevant to China and to us, which made it a much more enjoyable process and easier for us to understand what is happening currently in China. Personally, as a sports fan, learning about the NBA and the relationship with the Chinese and the Chinese government was very interesting to me because it had been a highly publicized news story ever since it happened, and this podcast gave me a much better understanding of the situation. I probably never would have tried learning more about the relationship between the NBA and China if it wasn't for this assignment, and I would have missed out on a very interesting topic. This topic also meant a lot to me because it allowed me to appreciate how fortunate I am to be living in the United States, and how I should not take my rights for granted. Life in China is so much different from life in America, and I think as an American, it's easy to forget how much harder life can be on other countries. This whole project made me really thankful for what I have, and I was glad to get this point of view because of the work I've done on this project. That's what this assignment meant to me.
Throughout this whole process, I think we really covered all the things that we wanted to. It was definitely an interesting topic that we chose to focus on, and that would be censorship. It's also something that we knew we would be hearing different stories from China that really shows how different our countries are. And that's what we wanted to highlight. We wanted to show how different our media is from theirs, along with how different doing things that are seen as admirable here would be an enemy of the state, which is our goal during comparing our countries in our podcast and our goal during comparative government class. So overall, in my opinion, we got what we set out to do, and I think it was a great product, and honestly, I'm really happy with what we did.
I agree, Sean. I think our co-hosts did a great job at covering the important and relevant stories of today's China. The comparisons, personal stories, and differing ideals help to tie our beliefs together in order to provide you listeners with a factual and honest perspective of modern-day China. I love how Maria was able to share her personal experiences with censorship in China and how each of us brought in how we feel about the different topics. We successfully compared the Chinese government to other forms of government, such as seen in places like Russia. I believe that we were able to cover all of the topics that we wanted to in the past two episodes of our podcast.
I think for me, the most interesting part of this particular project was twofold. The The first aspect that I found really interesting was being able to be a part of the making of a podcast. I've always enjoyed podcasts, especially on long car rides. And I think that the process we went through in trying to create an interesting and engaging podcast really sort of gave me a new perspective. The other side of my interest was more in relation to the actual coursework that we covered. As an American citizen, it is always interesting to compare and contrast the system that's put in place in the United States and that of other countries. This particular thing ties into that concept of the differences between authoritarian and democratic regimes that I talked about in one of my reflections on our coursework this year in my final project. However, the really interesting piece here for me is sort of looking at it in that comparative lens. For example, the censorship that we talked about that's going on in China would not fly in a democratic regime such as the United States. But that's enough about what interested me. What did you like about this project, Maria?
I also really enjoyed how we were able to share everything that we had learned through a new medium that we really haven't been exposed to in school. We often have to sit through several presentations, and it was really nice to be able to make a podcast and have a more real-life experience with this project. Podcasts are emerging more and more, and they are a key component to news and entertainment. Being able to take part and learn how exactly a podcast is made at our age, I think is extremely beneficial for our future. Because after this project, we have the exposure to continue podcasting and finding new interests within this field. I 100% agree with Ethan in the sense that this was extremely interesting when looking at China as the authoritarian government and other comparative countries such as Mexico and the UK's democracy. I also enjoyed how we didn't center ourselves only around the United States, something that we're comfortable with knowing, and are very familiar with. We also challenged ourselves to learn about other countries that we aren't so aware of and don't know that much about.
Here's what we would have done differently. I would have loved to have implemented a more high-tech setup with a soundboard and controls to make our podcast more interesting and engaging for the listeners. I think that with sound effects and a higher level of recording, this podcast could have been really special. I also wish we had been able to do more episodes to give the podcast a wider range of topics and more information for the listener. I think this would have given the listener a better understanding of China as a whole and the intricate details that go within studying a government of such a high-powered country. Those are the things I wish we had done differently. Sean, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that hearing from another first-person source would be a real benefit to us. Overall, just because we have our own biases and can make assumptions living in the U.S. for so long. But, as Maria said, it didn't seem not normal when she was living in China. So I would like to hear what others that still live there have to say about the whole situation. But, also being able to use copyrighted material would have been beneficial to us technologically and would have created a better feel of our country as well as maybe a better understanding of what is going on in China. So yeah, I think that that is what we could really have improved on overall.
Now, I'd like to say a few words on what we enjoyed about this project. Like how Noah mentioned earlier, I think that if it hadn't been for this project, I would have missed out on a very interesting and relevant issue. I think it's so easy to focus on what is happening in our own country that we often think that what is happening in other countries is less important, even though it has just as much of a global impact as what's going on here in America. Learning about the censorship in China makes me grateful that in America we have the freedom of speech given to us by the Constitution. While there are still so many instances of censorship that can be seen in America, it's nowhere near what we see in China on a day-to-day basis. I love that we're able to protest and make social media posts everywhere and express our views and not get punished for it. I like that this project opened my eyes to the issues that other countries face, and I was able to make comparisons to my daily living. Ethan, what did you like about this project?
What I liked about the project in general had to do some with my previous answer with regard to the learning of the actual process of making a podcast, as well as the better understanding I was able to get with the curriculum. I think that in a lot of ways, it was helpful in the units that we were supposed to cover over the years, such as political regimes and political culture, because it represented these concepts in the real world. It was real world application. I will say that also was really interesting to analyze the current events of China, because I'm not really one who is into the news, and I don't really have a ton of knowledge about some of the current events going on in China, so I actually feel like I learned a lot. Therefore, I actually gained a lot of understanding about current events through this process as well, both in China and in other CP6 countries. Now I'm handing it off to Maria and Noah with what we hope to leave the listener with.
Before we completely wrap up, we just wanted to say some last words towards the listener. Hopefully you guys were able to leave this podcast with a new perspective and a widened lens. I think we can truly cultivate and enrich ourselves by learning about how other people live and what goes on in other countries. I for sure experienced that after doing this podcast, and I would love our listeners to have also gone through that journey with us. Besides all the information we have talked about and learned, I hope the listeners take something more out of what we did. And it is to appreciate everything we have and to stop taking everything for granted, especially when it comes to our freedoms and our rights. The freedoms we have are very different than those in China, so I hope our listeners think about that more now, as well as continue learning about other countries and cultivating their mind.
Yeah, overall, I just want to leave the listener with what I learned from this project. I learned the importance of being informed on current events around the world. Without this podcast assignment, I never would have learned about all of the countries that were presented by each group, and I would have missed out on some very important and interesting knowledge. I feel a lot better about myself now, knowing that I am well informed about current events, and I hope our listeners can take away the same thing I did from listening to all these podcasts and enjoying learning about different countries that we normally would have not been exposed to. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed our podcast over these last three episodes.
Yep, I agree. We all hope that you learned a great deal from this podcast. Thank you for taking the time to listen and for wanting to learn something new that you may not have heard about in our world today. From Amber to Maria to Noah to Ethan to me, Sean, we hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, appreciating what it's like to live in a free country. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks for that, Sean. It's so important to stay up to date with what's going on in different countries around the world. Now, breaking news from CNBC about China's new cybersecurity law that's leaving companies with uncertainty. Let's tune in to the news anchors and see what they have to say.
I think anytime a new law comes out like this that has a lot of controls in it, people, get concerned about, how they're going to comply with it, how they're going to continue to operate in China, in country, and, make sure that they're in compliance with the laws and regulations. So I think right now there's just a lot of uncertainty, especially, since the law is so vague.
Does it discriminate against foreign businesses in your view?
I think foreign businesses will figure out a way to operate in China, if they really want to be in that market. I think the, what was referenced earlier about a lot of the controls around data being maintained in country and things like that, that could be challenges for a lot of foreign countries or foreign companies coming in country. But I think that the outside companies will figure out a way to work around the laws and make sure they can still be in market and stay in compliance with that.
James, this is Sophia in Beijing here. Now, multinationals often have a lot more experience dealing with new regulations in different countries. What do you have to say for small and medium companies? Do you think this will force them out of China?
I think it could. That's something to really consider because a lot of small and medium-sized companies may not be able to afford the, to put in the controls that the Chinese government's asking for. And if they can't put in those controls, it may actually push them out of that country and out of that market.
What do you think about this issue of industrial espionage? Certainly hacking for companies, trying to protect their trade secrets, already an issue for companies operating here in China. It is supposed to be a cybersecurity law, the anti of that, right? What's your response on that? Do you think that this will open up companies even more, expose them more in that way?
Yeah, I think the, cyber espionage and issues around hacking is a global issue. It impacts, more than just China. Right now you've got, the EU is taking action around their general data protection regulation to basically cover the same types of things that China is. And, so I think it's actually a global issue. And I look at China as potentially even being a leader in driving this regulation, to govern the use of the internet and cybersecurity across the globe.
Thanks for that, guys. And to our listeners, make sure to always stay up to date with relevant and new information, whether it's from our country or from countries around the world. It's all important. To our listeners, thank you for joining us on our podcast journey. We hope that you learned a lot of useful information and continue to use this information throughout your day-to-day lives. If you're interested, please drop some knowledge on us, leave some feedback in the comment mode below. Let us know what you thought.